just drop your pants.
Yep.
Or you ask if he has a bigger one. Welcome to Pod Smack. I am Dan Balboni. I'm here with my good friend, Joe Special Delivery Jones.
Hello, everybody.
And that's one of 36 nicknames Joe's has. And at the start of every episode, I will reveal a nickname. I guess before we get started really quick, I've seen we had all these people liking our Facebook page to win those tickets. So let me kind of explain what's going on. It's very simple. You like the Podsmack Facebook page, you enter yourself into a drawing, and you can win 2 free movie tickets. That's it. And I know that doesn't sound like a lot, but I know for me, movies are, what, $10.50 now?
Yeah.
It's better than nothing.
Yeah.
So you listen to the first minute or so of the show, figure out what you need to do, and that's that.
Yep.
So I guess we can move on to new business. Joe, how was the Super Bowl for you?
Nah, it was horrible. Disgusting.
And you're a Broncos fan, I take it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything you took positive from the Super Bowl? You liked the commercials, halftime?
The commercials were awful. For $4 million for 30 seconds? I'm like, these are horrible.
Did you have any that you did like?
Maybe the kids when they were fighting over the Dorito bag, the one ended up lassoing it out of the guy's hand when he's on that big dog, whatever it was.
Was that in the fourth quarter?
I don't even remember.
It was in the fourth quarter. I was already turned off.
Well, since I was running a pool for entertainment value only, I had to watch the whole game, you know.
Yeah, pretty much in the fourth, halfway through the fourth quarter, I turned it off. I'm surprised I stuck around that long.
Yeah, everybody liked that Budweiser one with the dog. But it was like the last 2 minutes of the game.
Yeah, I didn't see that. So. The one I liked actually was the Dober Chihuahua. Because they ripped me off. Did I tell you my crazy genetic dog breeding plan I had?
No.
I wanted to take a Chihuahua and breed them with a pit bull.
Nope.
And create Land Piranha, where they would have a Chihuahua body and a pit bull head as the ultimate attack dog. And you could put like 5 or 6 in your house and they would just patrol around.
You know, you wouldn't be able to control that dog though, because Chihuahuas are just like super aggressive.
No.
And then you get a mean freaking pit bull.
No, not that I have a Chihuahua chewing on my finger right now. Yes. And I often said if you took a Chihuahua attitude and put it into a big dog's body, you'd have problems. I like that one, and the Doritos one I liked was the Time Machine one. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah.
But yeah, overall disappointment. Halftime, how was that?
I liked halftime. Did I liked the Bruno Mars thing.
I don't like Bruno Mars.
Oh no,
I've been. Well, I'll get to that in a minute. I just want to go over. Did you the Chili Peppers? Did you hear the quote unquote scandal about the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
No.
Afterwards, Flea came out and said that they weren't playing their instruments.
They weren't?
No. No, I guess it was people noticed that like the basses weren't plugged in and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, yeah, no, they were. The NFL was worried that there could go something wrong with the sound because of the weather conditions
stuff.
So they wanted them to pre-record their performance. And, of course, it didn't stop their energy level.
No, it had plenty of energy. That's what I like. I like a show that has a lot of energy.
Now, there was an interesting fact that uncovered about the Super Bowl, and as a Broncos fan, Joe, I want to see if this is how you kind of handled yourself or was able to, grieve your loss. They did a study on internet traffic to Pornhub.com,
yep.
Comparing Seattle and Denver, and during the Super Bowl, both dropped. At about 11 o'clock at night, Denver spiked way up for the internet traffic. So I'm wondering, Joe, to help you grieve over that loss, did you turn it to internet porn?
No.
All right, just checking, because, you know, I get worried about you sometimes. And the other thing that was curious based on, like, if you had not seen the Super Bowl, Joe, and you were just seeing the commercials and, you know, watching the fallout afterwards, who would you have said was the MVP of the Super Bowl?
just watching the commercials?
If you watch the commercials, interviews, you know, all that, who would you have thought was the MVP?
Definitely not the guy that won the MVP.
Definitely not, that's what I'm saying. The way I hear people talking, you would think, God, I'm going to draw a blank on the third best rookie quarterback last year. Who is
it? Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson. Yep. I always call him the wrong name, but you would think Russell Wilson was the MVP based on he's going to Letterman, he's doing
that. Yeah. Well, he had a decent game. He managed the game.
Yeah,
third downs, you know, he got first downs all the time on third.
Well, that, I think that had to do with being able to identify who Champ Bailey was covering.
Yeah, I know. He got burnt.
Then exposing him.
Time for him to retire.
Oh, my God, I felt so bad. I didn't realize you guys losing that corner. If you guys didn't lose that corner, I think that would have been a big difference. But, you know, what can I say? Now, back to really quickly with Bruno Mars. Don't like Bruno Mars.
Why not?
I don't know. There's something about him I just don't like. And I was mentioning that to the missus, and then we were talking about, and we talked about the Grammys again, and I don't like Pharrell either.
And she's like, Pharrell I could do without.
He kind of reminds me of a Puff Daddy type. I guess he apparently can sing, but
yeah,
he's more of a producer, I guess.
Yep, and he's a good producer, though. He puts out decent music.
I don't know what the hell's up with the hat he wore, but that aside.
They're trying to say those things are in style somewhere.
Well, now they're in style because everyone wants to look Pharrell wore it. I'm going to go buy that now.
I don't know. That thing was hideous.
No, but Dean was telling me that. Sorry.
Miss X?
Miss X. The Mrs.
I think you said her name earlier.
Yeah, too. I don't really care. No, she was saying that I basically hate everybody, meaning all the popular music, and I'm like, that's impossible. So I went and brought up a list of Billboard's like Hot 100, you know, the current ones. I'm looking down, like, I don't even know who half these people are. Never mind, not like them.
I know.
So are you a hater, Joe? Are you?
No. I give music a chance. You know,
I mean, Katie, and that's the thing. It's like everyone's like in the top 50. They all have like multiple songs. Like Katy Perry's got like six or whatever. Yeah. Pharrell's got, I don't know, I just like, I don't like them.
Well, a lot of them, you know, they're going to get played just because of who they are. You know, they can make a crappy song, and it's still going to get played just because it's Katy Perry, you know.
What do you think about Eminem's new one? His new stuff?
I liked his older stuff better, you know. But
I hate Eminem. Yeah. I've always hated Eminem.
You have always hated
Eminem. I thought he was the most overrated.
Yep.
Oh my God, I don't want to get there. Everyone I talk to, you know, when if they don't normally listen to rap, they're like, oh, but I love Eminem.
Yeah.
Like, why? Because, is it because he's supposedly this fringe guy who's, you know, whatever, and I'm thinking to myself, he sucks. Among the greatest MCs of rappers of all time, would he fall in the top five?
No.
Top 10?
No, maybe 15.
Really? You put him that high? Shoot. I wouldn't put him in front of any of the three Beastie Boys.
Lyrically, or just like entertainment value?
Well, I think, well, here's the Beastie Boys is a total package. If you look at the way they did their music and the lyric and everything, they actually are pretty impressive, because if you listen to their albums, every album was different.
Yeah.
You know, Eminem's the same whiny ass guy every time he gets on.
Yeah.
It might have been nice when you didn't have money, but now when you got money, you can't cry about it no more. Stop it.
Well, now he talks about drug addiction and all that stuff.
Does he? I like his album.
Yeah, like the name of his album's Recovery, about some addiction he had.
Yeah. I guess I'm a hater. I don't listen to that. So, okay. I did send you, I try not to send Joe a list of, normally the way it works, I send Joe a list of possible topics we're going to talk about, and then he may look at them, and then we end up talking about them before we start recording, and Joe wastes all his good material. So I'm trying to ambush Joe this time. But I did send you a couple things, because there's a few things that are that have bothered me. And actually, now that I'm just looking at that leftover bag on my counter there, I have a bone to pick with Olive Garden.
Uh-oh. I've never liked Olive Garden.
You know, so. I don't mind Olive Garden. I mean, it's not, quote-unquote, real Italian food.
Yeah.
But it's not bad. My bone I have with them. You haven't been there in a while?
No, I haven't. It's not a place I'm going to choose to go to.
Okay. Well, we actually, it's odd because we like the soup there. But, no, you know, you typical Olive Garden, you get your soup and your breadsticks.
Yep.
All right, two people go to Olive Garden. They bring out the breadsticks. Guess how many breadsticks they bring out?
Two.
Three. How do you bring out three breadsticks and two? And yeah. I don't care because we go to other places, they bring out rolls and bread and whatever. But you look at it, it's like, why would you? I could see two, I could see four. Yeah. You, if there's two people.
But is it unlimited breadsticks, though?
Yeah, but you still got to ask for it. They don't offer.
You have to ask for it.
Yeah, they'll offer you more salad or soup, but usually with breadsticks, it's like when you're all done, you're like, oh, did you need more breadsticks?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, all right, buddy.
No, are they like a special type of breadstick?
No. they just make it with crack or something because it's good.
It's not like like Red Lobster, how they have those cheddar biscuits or
whatever. No, these are just regular like breadsticks, and then they bake them, they put butter and garlic salt on top of them. It's not even real garlic, but I don't know, it's like addictive.
Yep.
So, but you know, it's just kind of like the point, it's like, but you brought this two of us, I know. Three. So I eat mine right off the bat, and DM takes her time, and I'm just staring. I'm just staring at that last red thing. It's like, do I take it or do I not take it?
Mrs. X is going to kill you.
Yeah, so what I do is I just wait and let her tell me to take it.
Yeah. Like,
all right, if you want.
Why don't you guys just break in there? How big are they? Like six inches?
Yeah,
or something?
About 6 inches. Yeah. They get cold too by that time. Yeah, they get cold fast. You got to eat them right off the bat. But no, that's just kind of like why. It's like you do stuff and.
Yeah.
I don't know. So there, I got that my beef off of that. I wanted to talk about Groupon for a minute. You do Groupon?
Oh, yeah.
Should we pretend that there's people listening to us and that those people may not know what Groupon is?
Sure, I guess.
Groupon is basically an online service where you can buy discounted coupons and discounted services.
Yep.
And I don't know actually how Groupon makes money or how the other company makes money, but the reason why I want to talk about that is I've had your experiences, have they been all good or hit or miss?
Most of them have been good.
Yeah, we started off good. We had a lot of misses lately.
Oh, yeah?
We went and we went up to Vermont. We got a hotel stay, which got up there. It wasn't good.
That was on Groupon? You did Groupon get
there? Yeah, it wasn't good for us. I would suggest do a little more research. It sounded good on the Groupon.
Yeah,
it looks good.
The picture looks nice all the time.
The hotel and we went to Vermont looked like it was still in the 70s.
Oh yeah.
And the time that you had to go, basically, there's like nobody there.
Yep.
It's like they could have freaking had the what's that Jack Nicholson movie, The Howling or whatever.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But then we had some restaurants we went to, and there was that one, I will not say its name, Omarosa's in Palmer.
Yeah, how is that? I've seen that Groupon.
Let's just put it this way. We went there, we got it. The first time we went out there, the day we went, it was like closed. It was like a Monday. They were closed on Monday. So we drove all the way back home. Then we said, all right, let's go again. So this time we went like a Tuesday or Wednesday to get there. Whole restaurant shut down because there was someone passed away. They shut down for a funeral.
Someone died? Oh, someone.
They shut down the whole place, though.
Yep.
I was like, okay. Third time we get out there, it's open. So we go in, and there's like maybe two or three other groups there.
Yep.
They bring out the food. DM orders like the seafood pasta. I order whatever, pizza or whatever. Big bowl of pasta. I'm watching DM eat it, and she's very polite and this and that, and I'm like, looking, I can tell she doesn't like it, but she's not going to say anything.
If you go somewhere and you don't like it, you're paying for it.
Well, this was the funny thing, is that the waitress comes over and we're all done, and she's still got this big thing in front of her, a big plate of mussels and pasta, and they asked her if she wanted to wrap that up, and she says, oh, no, I'm okay. I looked at her, I was like, why didn't you want to take it? She goes, well, I didn't like it. You know, she was like giving me the look, she didn't want to tell me, and I said, you do realize by not taking the leftovers, you told them that you didn't like it. I said, at least if you want to fake it, wrap it up, toss it in the trash after you leave.
I know.
But
I let them know. I'm like, nah, I don't like it. You know.
Yeah. But we had a lot of misses lately, so now we only buy to places we know.
Yep.
But that brought me back to the reason why I wanted to bring it up is I saw a service offered on Groupon. And I can't believe anyone would want to purchase this. They're offering LASIX through Groupon.
Oh, yeah.
Half off LASIX. Let me ask you, you don't have a vision problem.
No, I don't.
If you were me, because I wear glasses, would you consider buying a Groupon for LASIK surgery?
Nope. Nope. We need to get some guy like in a back alley.
Is there any medical procedure that you could foresee yourself wanting to buy a Groupon for?
None. None at all.
Because that sparked me to take a look to see what else they offer. Like, the closest thing I found was, like, acupuncture.
Yep.
And I don't even know if I'd take that on a Groupon.
Well, that, they might be just trying to get people in the door.
Yeah.
Because you know, do a lot of people even do acupuncture?
I don't know, but, I mean, anything they're going to stick something sharp into my body, yeah. I would probably want to make sure. I'd probably be willing to pay that little bit extra to make sure. But
well,
yeah,
it could be just like the restaurants, how they're just trying to get people in the door.
Yeah, but that was the big thing with Groupon, seeing that, because it was funny.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say who it was, but someone mentioned that they wanted to get LASIK, and they saw that they could get it at half price, and I thought they were joking with me until I saw it. I'm like, I would rather pay extra to ensure that my eyes ain't going to go bad.
Yeah.
That's one of those things, you know.
Yep.
Maybe chiropractor, even
that.
Yeah.
Man, somebody does it wrong.
You know. Yeah. Because maybe they go and grab the hook right off the bat, and you don't want to deal with
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got this, my OtterBox thing. I got that on Groupon. Ooh. It was,
OtterBox are expensive.
Yeah, it was like $50 on Groupon. It was $15.
You like that?
Yeah, I think it was on sale because of the new iPhones that are out there. Yeah. So they're trying to just get rid of this.
Yeah.
So this is iPhone 5. They got the 5C, 5S. So. Jeez.
What's the difference between the 5C, 5S?
Just the options. And
Did you hear about that thing that happened? I forgot where, with the iPhone.
Mm-mm.
It was, I don't know what grade the girl was in, caught on fire in her pocket.
Oh, really? Man.
Just so you know, that's why I don't do iPhone.
Yeah,
That shiny workmanship from Apple.
I hope it goes catches on fire. It'd be Joe Phone after.
Joe Phone. J Phone. Can't call it J Phone, Joe, because it might confuse it with J Date.
Yeah, I know.
Joe be getting all kinds of phone calls he wasn't expecting.
Yep.
Now I sent you over a text yesterday. Did you get a chance to look at it?
Yeah, I seen that. Yep.
The Biggest Loser.
Yep.
Now, I was catching that on TV when they were, like, recapping it, mm-hmm. and I don't watch the show, but it was on one of those other informational shows, whatever.
Yep.
And I looked at her when she came on after, I was scared.
Yeah, that was gross.
Man, she looked like a skeleton.
Yep.
And I don't know, people go crazy with that. I mean, if you can see the bones protruding out of your cheeks, perhaps you lost a little too
much
weight.
Even, like, in her shoulders and all that. It's like, oh.
Yeah. And, I mean, I sent you that where they showed the before after, but the middle one, that's where she should have stopped. Maybe a little bit
a
more.
A little less.
But that's... Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. If you were going to date someone...
Oh, it'd definitely be the middle.
The middle one, or the, you know, the after, or the intermediate.
The intermediate, definitely.
Because, you know... And while I'm not saying that people shouldn't, you know, lose weight, because Lord knows I need to lose my weight, but...
Yeah, but the way she looked after...
And how much she lost and how fast, that's just gross. Yeah.
She weighed 105?
105.
Yeah, how much was she, like 5'6 or something?
I don't know, I think I've taken dumps bigger that weight more than her. For real.
Yeah, that's good if she's like 4'11".
Only if she's 5'3".
Yeah.
And for most people, if you're listening, don't get that. It's a Sir Mix-a-Lot reference.
Yeah.
I got a question for you, Joe. I saw a lot of people posting stuff like this on Facebook. I have no clue what the hell that means. So you're going to tell me what TBT means.
Oh, Throwback Thursday.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yep. That's why everybody's putting their old pictures on.
Something like that. It's bizarre because, like, you threw a picture on there when you were, like, what, 3 or 4?
Yeah.
I see people put something like that's maybe 2 years old.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
I have no clue. So I went out, of course, how I figure stuff out, I go on Google and Google TBT, and I did not get Throwback Thursday. Uh-huh. I got everything but Throwback Thursday. I'm like, what the hell?
Yep.
All right, that makes sense now, because I was going to just rip on you for that. I'm like, what the fuck's TBT? Oh, screw it. I don't care. Do we want to diss on Justin Bieber, or do we care anymore?
Yeah, we don't care anymore. Oh, did you hear that... He wasn't allowed into some club.
Yeah. We heard about the flight, right?
Yeah, he's an idiot.
It was the
one with the weed, right?
Yeah, the one where the pilots had to wear
oxygen mask.
And you hear how the stewardess or the flight attendant had to hide?
Yeah, yep.
From him and his father. Freaking, they're both douchebags. So, yeah, we won't talk about him, although he's got pending 2 felony arrests.
Hopefully they freaking lock them up.
And, okay. I want to talk about something, you know, personal, recognizing people's personal space.
Yep.
as you know, Joe, and I'm going to get to this, is we have someone in our household that doesn't recognize personal space, as you recognize firsthand. And that came to mind because I was going to hang a sign on this family member. And what I'm getting at is, I don't know if you noticed, there was a vine, I guess, or whatever you want to call it, a chain of pictures of puppy shaming, where people would hang signs on their dogs about what they did wrong. Oh. And the thing, my dog, my little 1-year-old Chihuahua, is very bad with personal space and personal boundaries. He has this habit of following you into the bathroom, and while you are relieving yourself, urinating, let's say, he will stand up with his paws in the toilet and watch what you were doing. And Joe has experienced this firsthand. Oh, yes. It's kind of a little unsettling, isn't it?
Yes. Caught me off guard, man. I'm like, I'm trying to keep it in the bowl while I got this.
Now, was he on the side of the bowl, or did he go up between your legs?
No, he was just on the side. He wasn't between my legs.
He used to go up between my legs. That's why I never saw him off the bat, because he would fall in behind me and then sneak up there. And I'm like, looking at him, it's like, you do know if I shake, you're going to get wet. So now he sits to the side, but he'll do that all the time. When he'll sneak in right behind you as you close the door, and then, you know, he's small. I mean, you don't catch it until it's too late.
Yeah, too late. Yeah, you're already going.
The other thing he likes to do is to lick various parts of you.
Yeah.
Mostly the face and the head and the ear, but he will go to your feet.
Yeah.
And you got to be careful. That's all I'm saying with this dog. His his nose will end up in places because he likes to go down the sheets.
Yeah.
And
oh, he jumps in bed with you.
Oh, he sleeps in bed, and then he'll tunnel down the sheets. And then when I roll over, because I tend to sleep on my stomach, I found a nose where it shouldn't go once in a while. And again, I tell Miko, that's his name, personal space. You got to learn this.
Yep.
But you can't teach a Chihuahua anything.
Nope.
So, I got... Well, do you want to... I have a new segment I want to talk about. Our local lowlife.
Yep.
I was going to go of the week, but I don't know if I can find one every week. So, I don't know if you have seen this. Saw this, whatever you want to say. I will shame the person by reading their name, because I think what this guy did was probably on the level of freaking just disgusting that... Let's see, let me bring this up. Here's this freaking asshole. His name is Ricardo M. Costa of Ludlow.
Oh, all right. You know, is that the thing everybody's putting on Facebook? Animal abuse or something?
Yeah, did you read the article?
No, I didn't even
read it. All right. Apparently his Pomeranian, you know what Pomeranian is, small dog, a little bit bigger than ours.
Yeah, a little fluffy.
Apparently he had him in a cage in the house, and he defecated in the cage. He then got upset, took him out to the garage, and beat him to death with a pair of big pruning shears.
Yep.
Over the top head, 5 times he hit him in the head.
Jeez.
Threw him in the back of his pickup truck, drove out to a park in Wilbraham, and threw him over a snowbank.
Wow.
Apparently so, a neighbor heard about this, cops go up there, and he admitted to doing it.
Yep.
So the cops go out, he shows them where the dog is, and at first they thought the dog's dead, but they actually found the dog was still alive. But what kind of person can you be? I mean, if you're going to do that, why'd you have a dog?
Yeah, I know.
And second off, if you don't want the dog, you bring him to the pound. You know what? I bet you there'd be like 20, 30 people signed up
to adopt that
dog in a minute. But, man, I'm sorry. I got to put him out there, because that's just about as scummy as you can get.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a big, animal lover, but, you know, that is kind of messed up.
Well, if you're not an animal lover, then I got a story for you. In Oregon, did you hear about this?
Nope.
A man caught the bubonic plague from his cat.
How?
Apparently, his cat was carrying a dead field mouse in his mouth, so the guy went to grab it away from him. His cat bit him.
Yeah.
Apparently the cat must have gotten infected from the mouse, the guy.
Yep.
By the next day, he was like fever, this and that. By the time he got to the hospital, his fingers and toes were so gangrene, they had to cut them all off.
Wow.
He was in a coma for 5 days.
Man.
And I mean, no one gets the plague anymore.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, but they were saying that, I mean, the cat got put down, but when he got out and... Basically, he has kind of like a separate stump for his thumb on his hand, so he can kind of maneuver.
Yeah.
but he had to relearn to walk. But you know what he did? He got another cat. Now, I'm a dog person. I've never been a cat person, but if there's something that to tell you never to get a cat again, that would be it.
Yep.
I do have I got a video I want to show you, Joe. Yeah, that dude. Freaking scumbag. I do have a video here I want to show you. Where did I download it to? Crap. Son of a gun. All right. There was an incident, I don't know if you heard about, this was last year, a couple scoutmasters were out in like Goblin National Park or Goblin Valley National Park, and they were, I'll show you the video and I'll have, ask you what should get your take on it. Awkward silence.
Yeah, you edit out the silence.
I try to. Let's see. Where the hell I save that? Here? Yeah, here it is. Alright, I'm going to show you this video. Hopefully it plays.
Here's Glenn. Wiggle it just a little bit.
That's all we gotta see. These guys, that's like a national state park.
Yeah, alright. I was gonna ask you if that's...
Yeah. It's kind of like those rock formations are kind of like a natural wonder type thing. These scoutmasters, after you've seen this video, this is what they're claiming. They posted this on Facebook, got arrested for destroying
it.
Yeah. They're claiming that they viewed it as a safety hazard, and that's why they had to knock it down, because they were worried that it would fall on some kid. Seeing that video, is that what looked like was going on?
No,
there?
Seeing as they didn't mention that at all.
I did cut it off short at the end. Oh, they do say we're all about safety. What if some kid was walking? But they're laughing.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Did you see the size of that guy that pushed that down? He got to be at least 350.
Yeah.
Squeezing between those two rocks and leaning his weight on there.
And he could barely get it. It took him a little bit.
Yeah. And the victory dance, the kid with the socks were way too long for him.
Yeah.
it just bothers me. Because first off, you're going to do that. And then you're going to post it on Facebook. You could be arrested just for being stupid.
Yep. I mean, that's like those people that post when they're beating people up. You know,
like the knockout game.
Yeah.
Idiots. I mean, it's... Yeah, I mean, you don't condone that, but I mean, it's really... I mean, you get worried about that? You ever see somebody walking down the street? They're going to try to swing on you?
No, I don't worry about that.
Yeah, if it's going to happen, it's going to be me. They're going to try it on me. I can just feel it.
Nah, you're too big. They won't try it.
You don't think so?
Nah, they're normally smaller people that they can knock out with one punch, you know?
Yeah. I would just hope they, like, try it to the wrong person someday who's, like an 8th-degree black belt.
Who has a concealed weapon on him,
too. They bring him down, break his arm in 3 places. I mean, that would just be fitting. So, let's see where we're at. We missed a couple weeks recording, I do want to... My goal is always to try to record once a week. And I know with your schedule, you don't always fit that in.
Yep.
So what I was thinking on days where you're not, or a week you can't make it, I was going to do a what I call the good, the bad, the sexy, where I take a look at some of my favorite movies that people may not like, but these are some of mine, and break down what was good about it, what was bad, which could either be something that's awful or kind of badass, and something that's sexy, which may be a person or something in it. And I have a few movies lined up in my mind, but I don't know if that's something you might want to try to work on as well. We can review a movie that way.
Oh, all right.
I was looking. I have a few that I like, and I'm probably the only one who likes them. I got Knight's Tale? Never heard
Knight's
of
Tale.
I love Knight's Tale.
Oh,
you ever see that
God,
one?
God, that is horrible.
Well, you can handle the bad. There's a lot of good to that movie. I like, what was the one I was going to do? I was going to do that one, Empire Records. And there was another one I had on my queued up list. I was like, these would be great to do because there's some bad stuff in it. You know, you ever seen Empire Records?
No.
It was in the 90s. Basically, the big names were Liv Tyler, and the biggest name was the one I can't remember off the top of my head because she the one from the girl from Jerry Maguire.
That looks the one like that said you had me at hello.
Yeah,
or whatever.
The one that looks like Jewel.
I don't even know her name.
She was that. She did those English movies too. You know, God, she was so huge like 5-6 years ago or 10 years ago. Man, I get old.
Yeah, I don't even remember.
But yeah, I was going to do some of those movies, I figured. But I don't know. Oh, and Dogma. Kevin Smith's Dogma.
Yep.
Did you see Dogma?
Yeah, I seen that. I like Dogma.
Dogma. It's interesting. But yeah, so that was one of the things I was going to do there because I was like, man, because you were sick that one day.
Yeah.
We had a couple episodes we had to throw away because...
First one was the audio issue.
Yeah, the first one, which I'm still getting from some people. Joe Mark listened to the beginning. He says, Joe's just too quiet. He says, you don't talk enough either.
I don't, man. I don't talk that much in
life. Don't give me that nonsense.
I speak when I have to.
Jesus. All right, so, geez, I think I might have went over everything on my list. So this might be a short episode then, geez.
Oh,
yeah. I guess they don't have to be long.
No, they don't.
You got anything you want to rant about?
Not really.
No. I do have one thing I decided I wasn't going to talk about because it's kind of possibly awkward and very odd and demented, but that's sometimes things pop in my head that way. Yeah. I was going to call it accurate facts not appropriate for polite conversation. And... kind of odd how I got onto this train of thinking. Well, I can tell you how it happened. I was initially thinking of how to mess with a doctor. Like, if you had to go for a doctor's appointment or, you know, you're sick or whatever, like cold, fever, flu, there's going to be a point where they're going to want to take your temperature. And a lot of times now they just shoot something in your ear or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, that's not very accurate. And this is the what the fact is you know what the most accurate method of taking your temperature?
Rectum.
So if the doctor's going to go take your temperature, what you can do to make it very uncomfortable is just drop your pants.
Yep.
And he's going to look at you, of course, and you explain to him that, you know, I want to, you know, this is more accurate, you know, not this. So then if he decides to humor you and go along that route, heat transfer tells us, our thermodynamics tells you that the best way to... Or the most accurate and the quickest way for heat to transfer is to increase the surface area of an item.
Yeah.
So when he grabs the thermometer, you ask if he has a bigger one.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure at this point he would kind of look at you and realize you're messing with him, but you can explain that.
Yeah.
The science behind why you feel a bigger thermometer would be necessary. And at the very end, and I think this would be the capper, is when he goes to write you a prescription... ask for a suppository. Now, that I don't know why that just popped into my head one day. I think I was just kind of seeing how far could I actually take something. My luck, with you, Joe, they would probably laugh right off the bat.
Yeah,
with my luck,
I'd be laughing.
with my luck, I'd have a rough day.
I know. They're like, okay, sir.
I'd probably be walking funny and not sitting the right way. And quite frankly, I don't even understand how a suppository works. I know what you know what you do with it. I just don't understand the concept of how it works. Never mind.
Oh, all right. I had this thing. Somebody put it on Facebook about when they're having a bad day at their job. Speaking of the rectal thermometer things, it goes, when you have... and I hate my job day. It goes, try this out. Stop at your pharmacy, go to the thermometer section and purchase a rectal thermometer made by Johnson & Johnson. You have to be very sure you get this brand. When you get home, lock your doors, draw the curtains, and disconnect the phone so that you will not be disturbed. Change into comfortable clothing and sit in your favorite chair. Open the package and remove the thermometer. Then carefully place it on the table or a surface so that it will not become chipped or broken. Now the fun part begins. Take out the literature from the box and read it carefully. You'll notice that in small print there's a statement. Every rectal thermometer made by Johnson & Johnson is personally tested and then sanitized. And then close your eyes 5 times and repeat out loud 5 times. I am so glad I do not work in a thermometer quality control department at Johnson & Johnson. Now, would you want a rectal thermometer that's been personally tested?
That is funny because in my researching to confirm that the rectal thermometer is the most accurate temperature, I came across an article in Snopes, and they actually talked about that. And they confirmed that they don't actually test them rectally. There's a different method they test. Because that would be very odd.
Oh, man. That's funny how you brought that up. I actually had this on my phone.
Yes.
Oh.
But, yeah, no, I was, like I said, I ran that, you know, I just don't know. I don't know why those things pop into my head, but, you know, it's kind of like, all right, how far can you take it? You ever watched that Impractical Jokers?
I think I've seen it once. I haven't really been able to watch it regularly.
Well, that's the kind of concept. They put them in an awkward situation. They keep escalating to see how far they can get there. That would be one of those things where, you know, they can go on.
Yep.
And while that, there is one thing on here for, I had one more topic on my list. It's under the category stuff I didn't know or didn't realize.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to several other podcasts. I was listening to one called Hollywood Babylon, and it's Kevin Smith, the guy who directed Written Dogma, and there's another guy, Ralph Garman, who is on a radio show in California, but he does a lot of impressions, and they actually do a show at the Improv, and they record it. And one of the bits that they do is they sing duets, but they do it where the guy, Ralph Garman, he does it as Adam West, who played the 70s Batman.
Yep.
And Kevin Smith has a really bad impression of Bane, so they sing him as Adam West Batman and Bane, and they sing them together.
Yep.
And they were singing this song, and I'm listening to it, and the song was Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton, Islands in the Stream. And I'm listening to them sing that, and all of a sudden I'm hearing something else in my head that I didn't realize. Do you remember Ghetto Superstar? That song, Maya,
yeah.
Proz, and Old Dirty? That's a direct, they took that directly from, like, the melody and... Exactly. And I'm, like, hearing him sing, and I'm like, you know, Islands in the Stream is Ghetto Superstar, that is what you are. Yeah. And I'm, like, thinking to myself, like, that is just weirding me out because I never made that connection before. Not that I've listened to that.
We interrupt this podcast to bring you a chorus of Ghetto Islands. We now return you to your regularly recorded podcast.
Should I touch? Oh, I figured out. Remember when I... Sorry, before we sign off, I had texted Joe. I had actually entered our podcast into a bunch of directories, and we were getting more hits than normal, which means we got more than 3 a day. And I was looking, the thing that I used to analyze them was showing hits from United States and Belgium. So I'm like, we got a foreign constituency. I'm thinking, though, Joe, this is what must be going on, is possibly one of the directories I submitted my podcast to might be based in Belgium.
Yep.
So anyone clicking that link might be running through there. So that's why it might be coming, because we had, like, twice as many hits one day than in Belgium than the United States, which would mean if we had one, it was two, but it was a little bit more than that. But, you know, so I don't think we're getting the international flair that we have, but... In case we do, you can email podsmack1@gmail.com and let us know if you're an international listener.
Yep.
Or a listener. Any listener, for that matter.
Any listener.
And just as we're closing, I should have stuck this in the beginning, we did mention about the movie pass giveaway there. I'm going to let Joe know exactly how it's going to go down. I kind of briefly discussed it. Joe is going to be pitted against another person. I haven't decided who that guest is going to be. Yep. Each one will draw a name from the people that like us on Facebook, and they will compete for them in several events. They will be scored. Each round will be scored. And I've already determined, because it came in a couple days ago, I got my Cards Against Humanity set, so that will be one of the rounds. All right,
I like that game.
We have another round. I'm just going to call it High-Low.
Yep.
And I'm not going to go into any more details, because I'm not going to let Joe research it and fix it. And I'm trying to get two more rounds, so it'll be four rounds, and I don't know when you're going to be available to do it. I was hoping the 22nd, which is not next Saturday, the Saturday after. You got that day open?
I think so. I'd have to double check.
So that's when I want to do the drawing. So we would draw, you and your opponent will draw the names on the show. We will go at it.
Yeah.
And whoever gets the most points, that person who they're playing for will win the tickets.
All right.
And so, what the winner will have to do, though, for us, is to post on their Facebook page that they won tickets from our show and give us a little pub there.
Yep.
And unlike other contests, since it's coming out of my own pocket, I don't care. You can be friend, family, whatever, who wins. The drawing will be legitimate, though, random names. And
so can I put my name in there? Because I like movies.
Well, the only problem with your show is you're competing, although chances are you could still lose.
I'd be like, will.
I'll look like, gee, Joe, you drew your own name, huh? All right, I guess who's going to win this one? But Joe, you have a daughter. If she would like to enter, she could.
Yeah.
And then I'd like to do that pretty much every month, at least for this year.
Yeah.
Unless we not get anyone who's liking the page, then screw that. Yeah. But again,
so do it like once a month or something?
Do it once a month, and all right, people, we're out. Right.
Ooh, baby, I like it. From the home of the Dodger Brooklyn squad, Wu-Tang Killer, bees on the score. Rain on your college ass disco dorm. Well, you didn't even touch my skill. You gotta go to one killer bee, and he ain't gonna kill now. Chop that down, pass it all around. Lyrics get hard, quick, she went to the ground.